My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 28th day of February 2024, coming to you from a strange weather, Bedford County, Virginia. It's currently approaching 65 degrees. If it hasn't hit 65, it will hit it in this next little bit. And then immediately it's going to nosedive and head straight to 29. So we got close to a 40 degree drop coming this afternoon. Not my idea of a good time. All right. For those of you that may be curious about this, I did another live stream yesterday afternoon. The first few minutes of it went really well. And then it cut out on me right at the end. So Shintel is, wait a minute, Thomas messaged me. What did Thomas message me for? Oh, work from the spa. Okay. They're coming tomorrow to replace everything, but it'll be tomorrow afternoon after the show. So I'm hoping the show goes better audio-wise than it has the past couple of days. I'm trying to get everything moved over to the computer that I've been using now so that things will be in a little better position here on the desk. All right. Have several news stories today. A top story for the day is attention trekkers. Royal Caribbean hosting a Star Trek cruise. We're also going to talk about NCL posting some profits. Star of the Seas inaugural canceled. A ship navigates space debris. What? Silvernova medical evacuation. The Sun Princess arrives in Civitavecchia ahead of its maiden cruise later on today. And lots more live here at 11 o'clock today. Today, folks, is National Chocolate Souffle Day. I can deal with that. I like a little chocolate souffle every now and then. So, not sure I can come up with one here in the house today, however. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Any of the big guys, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Stitcher, Pandora, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News and a pops of that guy. So, and we do this 5 days a week and sometimes more. We could do this 6 or 7 days a week. Depends on what happens on the weekends. You never can tell. Please take this as my invitation to join us. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button. That helps us out a lot. If you haven't subscribed, please consider doing so, as I'm making an assault on 10,000 subscribers by second Tuesday of next week. All right, we've got several things to share with you before we get to the news today, folks. First of all, from Hot Air Tom, he got some swag from a Norwegian here, I think it was day before yesterday. Our friend Rowena, who was the maitre d' on the we're on the Sun, I don't know, whichever ship we were on, last August a year ago, she was maitre d', and she took really good care of us all week. Well, she's now on the Jade, and I said she sent Tom and Cindy some treats. And then at dinner last night, Cindy had a little lasagna, and Tom had some lamb saltimbocca. All right, so Rochelle, a couple days ago, was in Boracay in the Philippines. And man, I was just impressed with the beautiful beaches in Boracay. I've not been there, but I was quite impressed. Just absolutely gorgeous. So that was in the Philippines. And then she got back to Kaohsiung, Taiwan. I probably said that wrong. And that's where they got all these crazy drums to beat. And of course, they recruited Rochelle to beat those drums. So beat them damn drums, folks, over there in Taiwan. And then our friend Bubba's down and sitting in the Amazon River in Brazil waiting for approval to sail up the river or down the river or through the river or, I don't know, to Papa Bear's house or whatever Bubba's and Lynn are doing down there in Brazil. So anyway, they're in the Amazon. All right, so the first news story today was just a little bit of fun, you know, admittedly. Royal Caribbean Cruise Ship will host the 8th annual Star Trek The Cruise in 2025 as Star Trek celebrates the 30th anniversary of Star Trek Voyager. So Trekkers unite. The Star Trek fan cruise will depart on Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas February 23rd, 2025 from Miami. It'll visit Cozumel, Costa Maya, and Belize during the week-long cruise. It will feature Star Trek-themed shows, events, activities, and parties every night and every day, along with extraordinary performances by iconic actors and opportunities to interact with them like nowhere else in the universe. Voyager crew members Kate Mulgrew, Jerry Ryan, Robert Beltram, Robert Picardo, and Roxanne Dawson, together with additional stars from Voyager and the extended franchise, will be joining the cruise. Cruise is under license to Paramount Consumer Products and will offer immersive Star Trek experiences like one-of-a-kind nightly shows presented by Star Trek actors, star-studded panel discussions, Star Trek movies and episodes at the pool deck, costume parties and co-play competitions. More than a dozen bars, restaurant clubs, and lounges will get a Federation refit to create the ultimate Star Trek unconventional voyage. Prices for the Star Trek The Cruise start at $2,400 per person for an inside cabin for a week-long Caribbean cruise. This price includes admission to all performances, interviews, parties, and meals, and is based on double occupancy. That's awesome. Just awesome, folks. All right. So if you're going to be anywhere near Orlando in the near future and you have some mobility issues, here's what you need to do, guys. If you're planning a trip to Orlando, Kissimmee, come on, tongue, or elsewhere in Central Florida, give your feet a rest by renting a mobility device from Scootaround. Call us toll-free, 888-441-7575, or book online for a limited time. All Orlando mobility rentals are 15% off when you pick them up at our location at 7703 Kings Point Parkway, Suite 400 in Orlando. The offer is good through April the 30th. And use code PICKUP15 or code CHILLIE, C-H-I-L-L-I-E. Either one will work just fine. And they'll know who you mean if you tell them CHILLIE. So, that's Scootaround. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of the network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And the next story today comes from our friends at Norwegian. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is back in the black after years of losses since the pandemic. NCLH cruised to its first full year profit since 2019. With net income of $166.2 million, combined revenue was $8.5 billion, a nearly one-third increase since 2019. Total revenue per passenger cruise day increased by almost 17%. The company cited its forced margin enhancement measures to drive down costs amid strong demand and revenue growth. The corporation expanded its fleet with three new vessels across its trio of cruise lines, achieved record high bookings for 2024 at increased prices compared to 23, and saw occupancy rates soar above 100% in 2023, surpassing initial projections. At the same time, the company succeeded in repaying almost $2 billion in debt. That's pretty good, Norwegian. That's pretty awesome, as a matter of fact. All right, this one's not quite such a good story. Royal Caribbean International has begun reaching out to travel agents and book guests to alert them to a delay for the second Icon class ship, Star of the Seas. Ship was scheduled to debut in August of 2025, but her inaugural sailing must be canceled as the ship will be unable to make the originally scheduled delivery. Royal Caribbean has confirmed that the new Star of the Seas inaugural sailing will be the ship's August 31st, 2025 departure. It's a seven-night Western Caribbean itinerary visiting Coco Cay, Costa Maya, and Cozumel. No details about why the ship's delivery must be delayed have been released. The Icon-class vessel is currently under construction at Meyer Turku Shipyard in Finland.
Station alert.
and still has several major milestones to reach, including floating out onto the water for the very first time, and of course, the sea trials. Amidst the tranquil blue Indian Ocean, a message from the captain has added an unexpected twist to Princess Cruises Island Princess Current World Cruise in a briefing delivered to passengers on Monday. Captain Cataldi conveyed the details of navigational warning received from the National Hydrographic Office on Sunday. This warning is regarding space debris that will be falling into the ocean, an area that Island Princess will be crossing on the way to Port Louis, Mauritius, wrote Captain Cataldi. We estimate that we will be in the boundary of the navigational warning on Monday at 21:15. That's, what is that, 10:15? 9:15. 9:15 in the evening. We will exit the area on Tuesday about 9:30. That's a.m. Captain Cataldi was unconcerned with the warning, further stating, the likelihood that any debris falls on the ship is about the same as any other day or location in the Indian Ocean. It is one of the preferred places to bring decommissioned satellites down. I do not see any concern in this navigational warning, but feel it my duty as captain to inform you of the possibility this happening. If nothing else, it will create an elaborate light show at night, he continued. The space debris that triggered the warning came from the ERS-2, an aging European observation satellite that reached the end of its orbit. And what's that? Breaking news just in. The space debris did not strike the Island Princess, and she continued on her way to Mauritius. How's that for some breaking news, folks? I thought it was pretty good. The Brazilian Coast Guard conducted a medical evaluation of a crew member from the Silver Sea cruise ship Silver Nova following severe injuries sustained during an elevator maintenance duties on Tuesday. In response to the medical emergency, the ship altered course to approach a port where the injured individual could receive appropriate medical attention. Seeking assistance, the ship's captain enlisted the aid of the Brazilian Coast Guard to airlift the crew member to a shoreside hospital. Specific details regarding the nationality or age of the injured crew member were not provided. The incident occurs 4 days prior while the ship was engaged in a 30-day cruise from Rio de Janeiro to Fort Lauderdale. Our latest reports indicate that the injured individual underwent a 5-hour surgical procedure and is currently in critical but stable condition, receiving intensive care in the ICU. And finally, this morning, after several delays, the Sun Princess was delivered to Civitavecchia. It's getting ready to depart on its maiden cruise later on today. After leaving its building dock on Friday, the 175,000-ton vessel arrived in Civitavecchia on Monday. The port, which is located near Italy's capital city of Rome, will serve as home port for the ship's first sailing. Cruising one way to Barcelona, Sun Princess maiden voyage sails around the Mediterranean and features visits to Greece, Spain, and Turkey, as well as additional destinations in Italy. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. So let's jump over and see who's fussing at me in the chat room. There's Gary Older Than Dirt. Hi, Gary. I'm hoping that Gary's going to be going with me to Alaska. Got some information from him last night. Send him some. We're getting some information from Nate on hotels and the like. Mike's with us from the other side of the pond. Steve's with us from Kentucky. There's Laura up in Ottawa. Hi, Laura. Gretchen's with us. Tracy Cargill. Hey, Tracy. Thanks for being with us. Gretchen, listen to the replay from yesterday. Thank you, Gretchen. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Tracy, you must not understand that we're in the middle of a news show. Lima 12 says hi. We may be getting sex bombed. Joanne's with us. Good morning, Joanne. Katie's here. Good morning, Katie. I wasn't referring to Joanne and Katie with the sex bomb content comment. Joanne says, I'm down for everything chocolate. Yeah, that's a chocolate souffle. That's a nice little change, I think. There's Hot Air Tom. I'm in the therapy pool watching the show and working to charge customers for yesterday's trips. Well, I'm glad you're getting some money from the hot tub, Tom. That's wonderful. Your audio is much better today. Thanks, Gretchen. Yeah, I haven't seen it cut out. Maybe they got it fixed in that one little breakout on the second broadcast yesterday was a fluke. Steve says, tricky. Yes, indeed. Yes, your sound is much better, but you still drop occasionally, but better. Yeah, that's what I told them. They're going to come replace all of it tomorrow afternoon. Emma's here. Good morning, Chili and everybody. Good morning, Emma. Todd's here from up in snowy Michigan. Todd they did all that boating up there yesterday. So hopefully it didn't snow till I got boated or whatever you do up there. I don't know. So I just talked to Todd to one of the vets at the incredible Dr. Poles that's up in central Michigan. So I'm trying to get Dr. Lisa to come visit us one day. Gretchen says it hasn't dropped for her at all today. Very nice. Snow flurries supposed to start tonight here. It was 70 yesterday, going back up to 70 by Monday. Sort of crazy. Yeah, we're going to do the big nosedive this afternoon here. And it's going to get below freezing. They're not calling for any snow here, but the mountains are supposed to get some really drastic winds to like 65, 70 miles an hour up in the upper elevations. So I think I'll just sit pat today. There's Emily up in New York. Hi, Emily. The World Cruise voted for Immersive Africa. Yes, they did. Rainy day here in New York. That's subject to change, Jim. Interesting, Joanne. Glad they got the vote. Yes, indeed. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Again, fingers are crossed for tomorrow that we can get through another day before they come out and replace the router and the tower and all that stuff that they got to replace. But that's sometime between 12 and 5 tomorrow. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. As always, thanks for being here. Smash that thumbs up button. Subscribe if you haven't done so. The bell notification tells you when I go live or when a new video is up, and I try to get one or two up a day. So come join the fun. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. Hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great afternoon, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.